Stepping up for Tennessee Walkers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We urge this committee and Congress to find the right balance that protects the horse as well as ensures the viability of the walking horse industry should you find it necessary to pass any legislation at all.
Tennessee's Commissioner of Agriculture, Julius Johnson, testifying in Washington this week on proposed legislation that could drastically impact the economic welfare of the famed Tennessee walking horse industry. He was one of several witnesses before the House Commerce, Manufacturing, and Trade Subcommittee discussing Bill H.R. 1518 that would amend the Horse Protection Act and ban action devices or weighted shoes or pads that alters the gait of a horse.
We ask for reasonableness as they continue their deliberations, that reasonableness prevails and that make sure you protect the walking horse industry to move forward. But let's do what we need to do to address any soaring issue.
Commissioner Johnson and others say despite a few individuals that are still soaring their horses, the industry, along with the existing regulations that ban soaring practices, is already doing enough to take out those bad actors.
The statistics show that at the celebration show this last year, 98% of the horses were clean. And so the industry has come a long way, and we're very proud of it. Improvements they've made.
Commissioner Johnson says if H.R. 1518 does go through, many rural areas across Tennessee and other states that have Tennessee walking horse shows could suffer huge economic losses.
We caution against overreaction by some who seek to eliminate horse shows at the expense of rural communities across the state and horse owners, the vast majority of whom are caring and responsible in the management of their animals. Rural Tennessee would suffer the greatest as a result of this type of legislation.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.